Blog Talk Radio.
In the Spirit of America Party book, I'm going to run through some headlines. I may just touch on the headlines to let you know what people are talking about on the internet. One of the discoveries that has been made is the site of Christ's trial. The evacuation of an old abandoned building near the city's Tower of David Museum could have revealed the remains of a palace where the trial described in the New Testament took place, reports the Washington Post. Don't trust the Washington Post. Major breakthrough in the case of Barack Obama and his Muslim brother Malik. It may also help to explain why members of Congress, mainstream media, and shockingly, even the attorneys for Tea Party groups targeted by the IRS have chosen to ignore this earth-shattering scandal involving the president's eldest brother. This new discovery reveals a mosaic of intrigue that has never before been presented. It's a scandal with everything and more. And speaking of scandals, last night on Aaron Klein, he revealed that there is a scandal involving a Wall Street billionaire named Jeffrey Epstein, who was catering to the Democrat Party, and many Democrats were involved in sex with underage girls, 15, 16, and 17. And I never saw so many people ready to condemn the girls and forgive the participants, among whom were Prince Edward of England and President Pinocchio Pants. And I don't know where I saw it, but I was Googling President Pinocchio pants, and they had a picture, I believe, you'll have to Google this and verify it, had a picture of one of the underage girls who is now grown up. And because this took place back in 2002, and the underage girl was with President Clinton and his daughter's marriage. Oh man, can you get it? And Al Gore's involved, Dirty Al Gore, and a lawyer for the OJ case was involved. The guy that oh, he's one of the top lawyers defending bad people. So keep an eye out for that scandal, because I'm sure it's going to break. It seems like the Democrats like underage girls. Allegedly, Senator Menendez from New Jersey also took a ride. They all like to take rides in rich people's planes. And he took a ride. I think he went to Santo Domingo. I might be wrong. Dominican Republic. I could be wrong on the country, but yeah, when he ran for re-election, his largest contributor was the Sugar Daddy Lounge in Santo Domingo. I'm only kidding. I'm just playing Democrat, telling lies. But he was allegedly involved with underage girls, and then the underage girls came out and announced the ones who didn't disappear in the jungle, allegedly, that they never had anything to do with Senator Menendez. Vanish. Anyway, it looks like the Democrats are deviants. They really are. As a matter of fact, I did a show one night calling them dirty, disgusting Democrats. Yeah. You know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican when they get caught stealing? I shouldn't say Republican, because that insults Abraham Lincoln. I would say rhinos, because rhinos are the new Democrat Party, and the old Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. They use communist tactics all the time. Assassination by ridicule. Look what they did to Sarah Palin. And by the way, speaking of Sarah, one of a kind, Sarah. She's really good. She's really good. Gutsy lady. And too bad McCain didn't support her. Yeah. But her son, her little son Trigg, the one with the Down syndrome. You know, that's what convinced me to vote for McCain, was Sarah Palin. I saw her holding Trigg, and in one hand, with a shopping cart in the other, in front of her, and reaching on the shelf to take a can of something and put it in the basket, and she was talking to a constituent, and she was the governor of Alaska. Now, could you imagine any Democrat beast of burden being in a supermarket with a Down syndrome baby, reaching for a can of whatever, talking to a constituent, being the governor? My God. You'll never see that. And I don't know if you noticed it or not, but all the Democrat women are ugly. Have you noticed that? I've noticed that. You ever see the women on Fox? They're all beautiful. I'm not saying they're all Republican women. You know, there could be one undercover agent there. But all the Fox gals are beautiful. Now you go to nothing but communists, NBC, and the only good-looking girl there is Chris Matthews, Rafsanjani. Yeah. Do you know where Chris Matthews was during Nam? Huh? Mr. Irish Catholic. Yeah. Freedom fighter. He was in oh, what's the African country that starts with an S? Oh, it'll come to me. He was down there in the Peace Corps. That's where the communists hid out, in the Peace Corps. It wasn't Somalia. No, it wasn't Botswana. It started with an S. Oh, it almost came to me. Well, anyway, he was decorated and forgiven for being a draft dodger, as President Clinton was, by Jimmy Carter, the great pacifist, always sucking on a pacifier. Yeah. Chris Matthews, Swaziland. That's where he was. He was decorated by Jimmy Carter for serving the nation and making guacamole dip. Yeah. Yep. NBC is pathetic, man. The only thing that's missing from NBC is the God bowel. More Muslims are going to be hijacking planes. This is Walid Shubat. This is the voice of the Middle East. They're telling the truth that nobody wants to hear. More Muslims are going to be hijacking planes and crashing them and butchering thousands if Islam is not banned. You know, they had set three mosques on fire in Sweden, and the liberals are all upset. Yeah, and they don't like the crowds turning out at the fire with hot dogs. Yeah. Kosher Franks, they're turning out with. Yep. Hindus set church on fire, and they also take Christians and set them on fire. So the Hindus are not too nice either, huh? It's unbelievable. And they don't like Muslims. I know that. That's why you got the country of Pakistan. And it all used to be one India. And the Indians said, "We can't take these Muslims, man. No, let's put up a wall and get rid of them." Germany's chancellor is siding with anti-Semites by denouncing protesters in the name of tolerance. You get my book, The Spirit of America Party. I'm sure I mentioned the French probably have new lists of Jews when the next Anschluss begins. Yeah, if I was Jewish, I wouldn't trust any of those so-called Europeans. Yeah, but they all want to see Israel go down hard. Poor little Israel. I got a book that it really breaks my heart to read, and it's called Stalin and the Jews, and how sad it was that the Jews turned to communism in Russia, believing that it was a better deal than the Tsar, who was running pogroms and persecuting the Jews. So they turned to the Communist Party, and they became strong communists. Supporters. They even went to Spain to fight in the Lincoln Brigades or their own communist brigades against Franco of Spain, who turned to Hitler for help. And how Stalin started to make them disappear. And he showed no partiality. Molotov, who the cocktail is named after. I think his first name was Georgie. I might be wrong. But Molotov's wife was Jewish. And when Stalin found that out, he had her put on trial and she was sent to a gulag. And Molotov never said a word. The only word he said was, "Bye, honey." And then Stalin went paranoid. And he believed that all the Jewish doctors were trying to kill him. So he started killing them first. You know, like Castro did when he rose to power and all the men underneath him he didn't trust after he was in charge. And he whacked all his supporters. That's a typical communist tactic. They use a slogan, "You have to break a few eggs to make an omelet." It's really sad. Communism is taboo, Buana, taboo. Germany's chancellor siding with anti-Semites by denouncing protesters in the name of tolerance. If U.S. does not start profiling, more Muslim kamikaze jihad pilots will murder more innocent people. So that's the headlines from Walid Shubat. You can Google him, and you can read the whole story. Let us now go and see what emails are out there. The pro-life is always promoting saving the kids from being murdered. They have one article, 3-week-old conjoined twins survive a separation. You know who I believe did that with good success? Ben Carson. I think he had kids joined at the brain, and he did a couple of life-saving operations. God bless those who protect the weak. Sweden has the third mosque attack. That's what I was telling you about. This guy's commenting on it. People who think and seek a communism could care less if people die. In fact, they're going to kill millions to put fear in the hearts of the people to keep them from speaking out. Well, political correctness is a Soviet tactic from 1914, and look how successful it's been in communist USA. Definitely in communist New York City, which is run by a communist mayor who took an oath of loyalty to a communist president. You don't think there's communists here, do you? It's like the old westerns, you know, when the cavalry guys are proceeding slow on the horse, and they're moseying along, and one cavalry soldier turns to the other one and says, "You know, Joe, I don't like it. Things are too quiet around here." And then all of a sudden he gets an arrow in the chest and begins the attack. Yeah, that's what's happening to us. We're starting to see communists. And the red state and the blue state, whoever made the Republicans the red state was a communist. Change that color to red, white, and blue state. Do not be the red state. People were going to think that the Republicans are communists. Now, the rhinos, they're Democrats. And the Democrats are communists. Obama fits the MO of every communist leader that lived. If his plan is not stopped, then this country will come under the same fall to evil hands. And they're not going to pick out who they're going to kill. There isn't a side better to be on. Anyone in front of their guns dies. That is true. Just look what Pol Pot did to the Cambodians. He didn't waste bullets. He crushed their skulls with sledgehammers. A million or 2 million, he marched an entire city into the countryside and butchered them. If they had eyeglass marks on their nose, they had their head skulls crushed. If they wore glasses, they had their skulls crushed. If they were professors, and all these communist professors, they're going to be the first to die. Because if the patriots don't get them, the communists will. They're going to be on the run from two sides. Yeah. But I was with you. I failed kids that looked like they were preaching freedom. I intimidated a whole generation. I made them hate their country. I was with you. Why am I having my head chopped off? So, having said that, I hate that noise when it brings me a new email. Let us go and see what this guy says. Race war. Black protesters storm cafes. I was listening to Joe Walsh today. He's on 970 AM. He's from Chicago. He has 2 hours on 970 AM. And he holds no punches. And he was complaining that if he was having brunch in a yuppie restaurant and these black professional antagonists that came in and shouted, "I'm choking," he should have got up and given them the Heimlich maneuver, or as I call it, the Heinrich Himmler maneuver. Yeah. Unbelievable. But he said he would definitely have them all arrested. And it's really sad. It's really sad that there's a lot of bullies out there today. So Thomas Schuckman says, race war. Hey, lots of laughs. Oh, well, not too much harm done. But my pretty wife would probably object, and the poor girl just got my nasty flu bug. I just got some Tamflu from my local VAMC. I happen to also be a herbalist, but this is a bad flu strain, according to the VA doctor lady. Beware. Okay, so they were talking about the storm, the black protesters in New York that were screaming at white people eating brunch. You know what? You know what the white people should have done? They should have made all of those black protesters eat a piece of pumpkin pie. Blacks hate pumpkin pie. Come on, sit down, have a pumpkin pie. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. We are being played by the communists. Nobody believes that. Nobody's going to believe it till they get on the truck. You know what they did in Germany? They told all those poor people, come on, go down to the train station, and you're going to be going to a little a friendly work camp. And then when they got to the train station, they tried to take their luggage on the train, and the guy said, "Nah, you don't need the luggage. We're going to send it after you." And it wasn't even labeled. Yep. And they got on the trains, and they went to the death camps. And the luggage was all opened and shared with the winners. Okay, what else we got here? The ancient evil religion. Let's see what that's about. Although every human may be, these are all bloggers, right? So like this is this Thomas Shuckman again. And he's talking to a girl named Judy. He says, "I concur. Although every human may be tempted by Satan, we would never want to give ourselves over to him for any reason, or we may never get back to normal. That's why it's well to research the origin of things, fads, he means, celebrations and organizations, before we jump in and join up. Satan is the father of the lie and a murderer. The real power is in the name of Jesus. Amen." And you know what? The devil sits at all peace conferences. So, let's see what else. It's time for action on the border. The best way to get action on the border is to get rid of Boehner and get rid of Mitch McConnell. We have just taken the Senate back in the last election, and that's an indication that all the people are upset. All the people are upset, and they want real change, not to make-believe change. So we should give them what they want. Don't you think so? And the way to do that is to get rid of Boehner, because all he's going to do is kiss Obama's ass and tell him jokes. And the joke will be on Boehner, as usual. So now's the time to stand up. And they're saying that the rhinos are, they're chicken. They're afraid to go up against Boehner. So what are we going to do? We're going to have to do the Star Spangled Banner.
Bye.
I picked that version of the Star Spangled Banner because I got it from a website that was catering to GIs. And apparently the guys overseas in the battle zones like it. So that's why I played it. I don't like Motown versions of the Star Spangled Banner. I don't like anybody ad-libbing the Star Spangled Banner. But that one there, the GIs like it, and it's an aggressive Star Spangled Banner, so that's why I play it. I play it for those guys that are sitting up in the mountains getting a wind chill factor. And Obama is leaving 1,500 of them there to be picked off by the Taliban. This man is a complete fool. And how he could ever relieve a general who commanded all of Afghanistan and replace him with, what, a dishwasher? What a joke. What a joke. We're all going to pay for this man's mistakes. And they're not mistakes. They're deliberate tactics. It's the takedown of America by the Communist Party. Putin every night after he watches the news, especially NBC. he must do a Kasatsky all around the living room. Yeah. His dream has come true. And you know, he's following in Stalin's footsteps dealing with the Crimea. It's very interesting. We don't know anything about Russian history. We have no idea how cruel Stalin was. I mean, the guy, I think he killed 6,000 of his own officers because he didn't trust them. He killed, he was planning to do the extermination of the Jews. I think it was 1953 he was going to do it. God gave him a blood clot, like the one Hillary got in Benghazi. Yeah. You believe that blood clot story? Huh? How convenient. She recovered right after she was out of office. She never answered anything on Benghazi. Who cares how they died? That was the only thing you heard from her. And when she led the attack on Muammar Gaddafi, who would have died of old age anyway, she turned around. She said, "We came, we saw, we killed him." Ha ha ha. Boy, she was real brave that day. I wonder if she had her patent pearl-handled pistols on that day. Huh? And then she says, who cares how they died with the four guys that they left to die? If they come back alive, they're going to make trouble for the party. Let's leave them there. Yes. Hang up that phone. It's not 3 a.m. I said I would answer the phone at 3 a.m. And where's Obama? He's incoherent. Yeah. So who answered the phone? Who gave the stand down order? Was it Leon Panetta? Somebody, Jimmy from Brooklyn tells me that Leon Panetta was a guest speaker at the Institute for Policy Studies, which is a communist front organization. And you know what Leon Panetta said about Benghazi? After those guys were dead. And they said, why didn't you do something? You know what he said? We can't go in guns a blazing. We don't know the layout. You don't know the layout? And you sent those guys there and you didn't know the layout? Did you hang up the phone too, Leon? Are you off the hook? Yeah, we're in trouble. Secretary of Defenses, they don't do too good. Rumsfeld was a good one. Everybody hated him. But he stuck to the nitty gritty. The guy don't even sit down. He's in his late 70s. When he works at his desk, he stands up. He's got the desk raised up so he doesn't sit down. You know what George Patton said about people that sit in swivel chairs? They never make good decisions. Kerry lied to the American people. National gun registration will be part of the UN Small Arms Treaty. And then this was published on the 5th of January by Tim Brown. Ever since September 2013, the day Secretary of State John Kerry, the North Vietnamese state, signed the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, I have been bothered by the complete disingenuous concern he presented and outright lies he told to those gathered to witness the signing and the American people. I got to tell you something. Gooba is right. We don't want to face reality. And the media worked us all up to hate Gooba because Gooba said the American people are stupid. And Gooba proved it because we all got Obamacare. Gooba proved it. And Gooba, I call all the people that support him Goobers. Oh, here's a quick one. We picked up a little laugh the other night. We were talking about the infiltration of Muslims into the United States by groups like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, ISIL, Hamas, and Boko Haram. And a woman goes, and yeah, that one group that took over Florida, Boca Ratons. Yeah, let's go down and wipe out the Boca Ratons. Get them at bingo. Unbelievable. The first thing I thought of, that this is a former senator who was signing a 3-inch document, which I'm sure he never read. In discussing what the treaty is not, he declares this treaty will not diminish anyone's freedom. I just watched three videos of people, one from Canada, one from England, one from Australia, all who had their guns confiscated. And these were all law-abiding citizens, God-fearing citizens. And they were lamenting the fact that they had to give up their guns. They were forced to give up their guns or do jail time. And one guy refused and they RICO'd his house. And in Australia, since they've given up the guns, the crime rate has gone up 69%. Home break-ins have gone up 29%. And I think murders have gone up 16%. And they're all wishing they had guns. And you know what their message is to the USA? Don't give up your guns. And they show you guys turning in like three rifles and they take them and they cut them in half with a big saw. It is really sad. And then a big arcade machine, a bucket comes down and picks up all of the droid weaponry and they melt it down and they send it to China and China makes AK-47s. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. The communists are beating us at our own game. And you know why? Because we're not playing. They're the only field on the team on the field. So this guy is he's raking Kerry over the coals. So here are some of the comments by some of the people. That one's too long. America is running by people who tell lies all the time. I'm not surprised about this. Jeff Nonsent. Newt Gingrich, International Treaty to Arm All People Through the United Nations. You'll have to watch and listen to a couple of liberal idiots versus what Gingrich is. I saw Gingrich when he took over as the whip in 95. If that was the same Gingrich today, he would win elections hands down. But I think they all get corrupted by the Washington in-group lifestyle. I watched our congressman, a young man, go down there with all kinds of possibilities and talent. And inside of 1 or 2 years, he was a drunken driver with another wife and child in Washington that his wife and children up in my area didn't know about. And that poor woman, I felt sorry for her. You know why? Nobody stood with her. If my son betrayed his wife like this congressman did, I would have been at her side condemning him. In his family, his father paid the other mistress's child support so that the wife would never find out he was living a double life. How's that? That's the greatest insult and crime in the world. It should be punishable by flagellation. Unbelievable. And I get another flashback thinking of it, of McGreevy, the governor, who had state troopers bringing him to rest stops so he could proposition males. And here he was with a wife at home. And then when the rotten bastard got caught and he had to resign, he fought the resignation and he brought his poor aged parents up on the stage to use them as a body shield. What a crime, man. What a crime. We got the wrong people. And you know what Harry Truman said? Harry Truman learned of a guy that was cheating on his wife that was in office at the time he was president. And he turned around to the press and he said, if a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? And you know, the KGB, they have the right people, the right agents who can compromise any politician sexually, male or female. That's one of their, they have schools for it. This is about guns, and I did the same blog, and this is one by a guy named John Schofield. Admiral Yamamoto, as he was admonishing the Japanese leaders who were eager to invade America after the Pearl Harbor attack, stated there would be an American with a rifle behind every blade of grass to oppose them. And this applies today as much as 74 years ago. We got 300 million weapons in this country. You ain't getting them all. And you're going to have to take some of them from the front. The Wolverines are alive and well and still willing to stand against all tyranny. We read that one already. The last vote on the small arms treaty failed. Kerry and Obama might have signed it, but Congress never and never will ratify it. It is a worthless document, and the day Obama tries to enforce it will be the first day of our revolution to take this Muslim ass out. Our Constitution and our Bill of Rights are ordained by God. I said that. I do believe Obama needs to strip us of our weapons before he tries to pull his coup. He is planning a coup to overthrow our government with a dictatorship. He will try this before 2016. The bastard cares nothing about freedoms or rights. He has been moving pieces around the board, hoping no one really sees what he is doing. Beware of Democrats who point you to look in one direction. Quickly take your eyes off what they're pointing at and look around and see what else they're up to. He uses the race war to fuel the hate to start riots. When the time is right, he's going to invoke martial law. I hope you're listening, military guys who are serving. The day he does that, and you have to turn your gun on your father or your brother or your buddy, you better stand for us, because you took an oath to protect the Constitution, not Obama. Once they have those items, he thinks he will be able to attack. For those that have prepped those that are called crazy for spending money on those items, he's talking about people that the preppies who are getting ready for the coming war. He wants to collapse our country, still without jobs. The blacks and other minorities need to open their eyes. They really do. They are the Uncle Toms. They're a violent Uncle Tom. But you want to know something? I liked Uncle Tom. I liked the Song of the South. I liked Tar Baby. I liked Uncle Tom. I liked Br'er Rabbit. And Uncle Tom, he was a man of his time. He got along. He had a cabin. How many people got cabins? They don't even, when they're in the projects, they can't even walk up the stairs safely. Uncle Tom knew how to survive. Uncle Tom was a survivor. The time is fast approaching, which will signal the day of the revolution. Be prepared, lock and load, keep your powder dry. A lot of people will say, oh, I mentioned at a recent party that doctors are starting to ask when you're getting a checkup, do you have guns? If your doctor asks you that, do not answer him, and do not say anything to him, and tell him you got a grease gun. That's all you got is a grease gun that you use to lubricate the Zerk fittings on your car. Yeah, it's funny. I used to be in the auto parts business, and I got a quotation to go to Iran, an order to go to Iran. And you know what they were ordering? Grease guns. If you're filling out the export form and you put down grease guns, you know, because tankers in World War II used to have a short automatic that was pretty portable. And they were called grease guns because they look like grease guns. And I said, yeah, I'll put down we're selling 5,000 grease guns to the Iranians. You watch how many guys show up at my house. Yeah. No, we couldn't do the bid because the Iranians were bad. But now they're good, according to Obama. Yeah. English warning, our gun ban caused 40% jump in crime. Don't give up your guns. The poor Brits, I feel sorry for them. They're going to be a minority in their own country. When the UN sends their enforcers, they will be disposed of. Next guy says, Bill says, Molon Labe. That's the Spartan answer to the Persians when they said, put down your weapons. And Molon Labe, I believe, means come and get them. The UN does not dictate anything in the USA. You know what I say we should give the UN instead of money? One towel and one bar of soap. And to quote the Arabs, Il-beb ifawit jamel. The door is big enough for a camel to pass through. We say it a little different in America. We say, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. The UN does not dictate anything in the USA. The Congress can change this, and they should, because you will never get people's guns. You know what I say when the communists, which is, used to be the Democrat Party, say we have to go after and take everybody's gun? I say, yeah, you know what? Why don't you start with the ghetto? You know, it used to be a poor neighborhood till the Democrats brought the drugs in. And why don't you start with the ghetto and seize everybody's guns? And then, after you do that, go to every Indian reservation and let them know that you're coming to seize their guns. and I'll look for the smoke signals. Yeah. Registration is already there. Anything else is overkill and set as a lot from the government. We'll take the guns from whatever reason. I started to tell you that doctors may ask you if you have no weapons. The guy went to the VA, and he said he was feeling a little depressed. So they labeled him bipolar, and by the time he got home, the cops were there ready to take his guns away. And they took his guns away just for a little check mark on a piece of paper. Be careful, everybody. Be careful. And I saw one blog guy says, I don't need guns. I can create enough devastation just from what's underneath the kitchen sink. Gun sales have grown. Oh, yeah, they're up. They're up like 40-50% from the day Obama took office and continues to grow. America thinks the blacks are on a rampage. Wait till the people with excellent shooting skills. No carnage, no property damage, fires or looting. Just one shot, one kill. And then a stealth retreat for the next time. That's how it all started in the woods, man. Lexington and Concord. One shot, two or three kills. If one is using the proper ammunition combined with skill, patience, and the correct geometry. Just saying, it's a guy named Ed. I sincerely hope that I'm the one who draws the straw to take out Kerry. That would give me more satisfaction than my honeymoon. Kerry is a POS. This is by Roland. A traitor. Yeah, he betrayed all the guys on the Nam War. He's a real scumbaggio. And not only that, did you know when he was running for president, you know where his campaign headquarters were? They were downtown New York. You know who owned the building that they were in? The Soviets. And it was Kerry shared a building with the Soviet American Friendship Society. That's from Jimmy from Brooklyn, who has all the documents to back up everything he says. And they're not his documents. They're taken from the source. If you want to know about communists, he can read you from communist documents. He's the most informed guy on communism, and he says when the wall came down, we didn't win anything. That the communists faked the collapse. Kerry is a traitor, and we gave them money. We gave them money. And then they had a little rift with the Chinese. We gave the Chinese money. And the two of them pooled their money and built bigger weapons. Kerry is a traitor. He proved that during the Nam War. Why would he be credible now? Isn't it sad that this guy is in government after what he did? Isn't it sad that Hanoi Jane, who should be swinging from a rope for treason, keeps getting Academy Awards and jobs in communist Hollywood? It is really sad. What are we going to do? We're going to have to get a doctor. I'm going to give you a French tune. Well, yeah, we'll give him a French tune. Unless you want to hear Amazing Grace. Let's go religious. Here are some headlines from the New American. New American is connected to the John Birch Society. John Birch was the first American to be killed by the communists, I think in the 50s in China. DARPA developing microdrones designed to sneak into homes. License plate trackers send passenger photos to police databases. FCC net neutrality vote expected in February, but will Congress beat them to it? House Speaker Boehner facing serious challenges. If they don't take out Boehner, you're going to get this SOS for the next 2 years. All you're going to have is grandstanding rhinos making believe they're doing more than the communists. Putin demands all data about his citizens be stored inside Russia. McConnell goal, public should not regard geo-majority as scary. See, they're already placating the enemy. You got to know something about communists that I have learned just from reading about communists. They love coalitions. In any country that they take over, the first thing they do is join a coalition. And then the next thing they do is destroy the enemy from within. And they become the only member of the coalition. And for us stupid Republicans to go and cater to people who have an entirely different game plan. These people murder children. They care more about dogs than they care about their children. I started to tell you about Sarah Palin. Peter went after her because her little Down syndrome kid stood on a dog to get something off the countertop. And the dog didn't mind. You know, if you even tap a dog, the first thing, their first reaction automatically is to turn their head in the direction of your leg and they growl. And, you know, and then they just relax back. But that's an instinct. Now, this dog was smiling as Trig stood on him to get to the counter. The dog was laying down. So Sarah Palin said to the PETA communists, at least a Trig didn't eat the dog. Yeah, she's got a good sense of humor. I like Sarah Palin. She got railroaded. She got killed by the Hillary freaks. Yeah. Okay, so we read you from the New American, their headlines. Get the New American and check out what they're talking about. You know, I have discovered by accident, and nobody knows, no liberal knows about Hillary's blood clot. They know that she fainted, and most of them know that she had to get special glasses, but nobody knows that she had a blood clot. And a PA that I know says a blood clot is a very dangerous thing. You know, it's almost classified as a heart attack. But anyway, the liberals don't know she had it. You know why they don't know she had it? Because they don't watch a conservative talk shows or conservative news outlets. So they don't know. And I verified it. Because I'm in one state, and I called the liberals in another state, and I asked them, did you know Hillary had a blood clot? And they said no. The day she had the blood clot, I said, I want to see her meds. I want to see the proof that she had a blood clot. I want to see the doctor's report. I want to see the CAT scan results. You're never going to see that. And I'm sure she's got it all. And you know what? It's doctored. Okay, so let's see what else is going on. U.S. Department of Commerce, I have no respect for. It's a Democrat front group. And you know, I say Democrats are now communists. Live with it, guys. Live with the new logo. With that hammer and sickle up there. No longer the donkey. 16 shot in Chicago since New Year's Eve. That's with Rahm Emanuel. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Remember old Rahm? He was going to free the slaves. Yeah. And Kerry, everybody's talking about Kerry lied. Life news. Court allows. This is a sad one. The pro-life people, I give them a lot of credit. Somebody I know and love is a big pro-life member, goes to demonstrations. They went to a demonstration in front of a hospital a couple of years ago. And the police had them, they couldn't go within so many feet of the hospital because the hospital was doing abortions. And so they penned them in like they do on, down on 42nd Street. And they couldn't leave that area. And they weren't allowed to have any wood, like bats, holding signs up. All they could have was signs. No wood to support the signs. And they couldn't use a loudspeaker. And right outside their penned-in area was a pro-choice thug for hire, and he had a loudspeaker, and he drowned them out as they were talking and praying. And now you see what de Blasio turned loose in the streets of New York. They were allowed to do everything. They were allowed to go into a restaurant while you were having lunch and yell in your face, white boy. Court allows hospital to kill a brain-dead pregnant mom's 18-week unborn baby. How's that? How's that? Attorney should keep brain-dead mom alive to protect her unborn baby's right to live. Do you think that when the founding, I call them the foundling fathers, because a foundling home rescues unwanted babies. So I call them the foundling fathers. You think that when they were writing up the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, that they considered a woman's right to murder her child part of the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness package? I don't think so. Okay. We're going to go out with a tune. We're going to give you Elvis. This is a great America. Don't let anybody destroy you or it. Take advantage of all the opportunities. And I got to tell you, keep that price of oil down. And don't let the communists raise taxes on the gas. Let that oil price seek its own level. And already the government is talking about adding 12 cents a gallon to the price. So when it goes back up to $100 a barrel, they'll be making more money and you'll be paying more. Let's keep the price of gas down. Whatever we got to do it, let's do it. And I don't believe, I like New Jersey for the you can pump your own gas. I love that. And I think every state in the union, you'd employ 60,000 people tomorrow if you passed that law. And the oil companies are only tricking you with, we're saving you money. They just raised the price. They just raised the price to cover what they're going to give you back. You know what it's like when you go shopping and you bought something for 70 off, and next week it's 150 off. You know what's going on. Okay. So we're going to close with American Elvis.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies,
for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea, the shining sea. To that last part.
Have a nice night, folks.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.